Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast, where we see what we can learn, who we can get to know, and if we can understand each other and our neighborhood a little bit more. Welcome to a Preston Bradley episode. I'm Ben. I am the host, and I like to bring understanding to having conversations with people or going through recordings from Preston Bradley, which we are doing today. These are the tapes found in the Preston Bradley Center and owned by People's Church. Take it away, Reverend Dr. Preston Bradley.
It seems to me, as I look back over the pages of history, that the whole history of civilization is but the story of struggle. Now, every great personality who has ever plowed his way into human history for the benefits of the human race has had to fight his way in through resistance and opposition and criticism. Every great advance which man has ever made in the history of the race has been made in the presence of someone who said, "It can't be done."
In considering images of what Preston Bradley is talking about, some of those basic elements, we are thinking about people in history. It kind of sounded like people were fighting their way in to examine history, but this is just people in history that have faced struggle.
Every great idea which has ever been of value to humankind has had to struggle long and persistently for acceptance. Man has never willingly, voluntarily, and graciously accepted that which was good for him.
After looking at some of those basic elements, there is a recognition of each of those separate components. There's individuals that go through the course of human history, and Preston Bradley also says man, but that's more of humanity, not one individual person. So not only are we talking about individuals trying to have to go through history, but also whole groups of people and what leads to humanity and how we are developed society. That's the really interesting part about democracy and how our political parties face oppositions and they contribute to history. And as Preston Bradley is saying, that that isn't necessarily a process of gracious acceptance of that process.
Now, that's been my observation. Maybe it isn't yours. I'd be interested in your reaction to that deduction. My friend Dr. Stidger told of hearing Dr. Joseph Fort Newton tell a story about a certain amateur naturalist watching an emperor moth slowly making his laborious way from the chrysalis stage. Day by day it struggled, strove and squirmed, trying to emerge from its cocoon. The opening of that cocoon was so narrow that the amateur naturalist decided to give the emperor moth some help from the outside. So he took his penknife, slightly enlarged the opening to make it easier for the moth to emerge. It seemed so harsh a struggle to him that he thought it ought to be ended quickly. Doesn't that remind you of the way some parents seek to shield their children when they're battling through some hard problem? We make it so easy for them that they never know the joy of overcoming, of having definite tasks to do, wood to cut, newspapers to deliver in the early morning hours, dishes to wash. But in saving them from the hard things of life, we later may discover just what the amateur naturalist discovered. Though the moth ended his conflict earlier and arrived in the world, its wings were imperfect. It could only flutter feebly on the ground and could not fly. And before night, it would either sicken or die, or its natural enemies would have eaten it. It would not be able to battle its own way because it did not go through the difficult struggle which was necessary to develop large, strong wings.
After acknowledging and accepting, we can connect and start to fully appreciate what we are talking about. I was connecting something like democracy, but that's almost kind of obvious. But there's things in nature that are not as evident, and it may be similar to the phrase, we don't know what we don't know, that we need to discover, but we actually don't know what we need to discover. Discovery of what will help us move forward is not apparent.
You see the great truth underlying this principle, this naturalist trying to help an emperor moth speed up the natural processes? He did an injustice to the moth. Robert Browning expressed the struggle beautifully, I think, in this verse from his famous, and justly famous, Rabbi Ben Ezra. Here is what the poet Robert Browning said. Then welcome each rebuff that turns earth's smoothness rough, each sting that bids nor sit nor stand but go, be our joys three parts pain. Strive and hold cheap the strain. Learn nor account the pang. Dare never grudge the foe.
There's actually a Wikipedia page for the poem Rabbi Ben Ezra by Robert Browning. Something really interesting there is that in this portion there's a theistic paradox that good might lie in the inevitability of its absence. As we start to move on and move forward and start to celebrate things that we've got to learn about, I want to spend a little time thinking about good, and doesn't have to necessarily all be about the suffering and perseverance. Grudging the foe was what was talked about at the end of that stanza that Preston Bradley was reading, that we actually embrace all these hardships. But I think there is good, and the theistic paradox was talking about how good can actually come out of where we don't think there would be good. And that process of seeing good is acknowledging the good. But when there's not good, it doesn't necessarily mean that there won't be good in the future.
Somewhere within this observation of the great poet Robert Browning is a philosophy which, if rightly understood, would help us all to learn how we can utilize the experiences, the contacts of life, which in themselves we think of as wrong or bad, that we're a victim of fate or fortune, but which fundamentally help us and assist us to the enrichment of life. I'm grateful for your listening. Keep looking up.
Of course, we should persevere through hardship. Any experiences can be good if we look at them with the advantage of history. The problem is we just have one moment in time to the next. And in this moment in time, I am looking for support. through a fundraising campaign. Go to faithify.org and find the Uptown Community Podcast. It's all over my Facebook page and has links to the description of this episode and in YouTube videos. So I hope you can find that. Email me if you can't, uptowncommunitypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks to all you beautiful people for listening. I'll see you later.
As a project of People's Church, the Uptown Community Podcast celebrates creativity, love, and humanity.
The Uptown Community Podcast is supported with a grant from the Unitarian Universalist Funding Program. If you would like to be a friend of the show, support People's Church at peopleschurchchicago.org and click the Give page.